The third day of this Satipatthana course is over. Yesterday I said that we feel very thankful, we feel very grateful to that old monk who revolted and expressed happiness at the passing away of Buddha. Due to him, Venerable Mahakassapa decided that all the words, the teachings of Buddha should be compiled. Sometimes very wholesome thing comes out of a very unwholesome situation. And this is what happened. All the teachings of Buddha were compiled. And then from generation to generation, it was maintained in its pristine purity. At times again, such congregations of learned monks gathered together and again recited the whole Tipitaka. Again authenticated it. If some mistake had entered, it was taken out. Three times in India. Once in Sri Lanka. And then two times in Burma. The last, the sixth one, was in Rangoon. In 1955-56, when 2,500 years passed away after Buddha, we are grateful to all these people who preserved the actual words of Buddha without anything adding in it, without anything taking out of it, in its original purity. As we are grateful to those people who maintained the practice, the technique in its pristine purity, so we are also grateful to these people who maintained the words of Buddha in his pristine purity. That is why we can compare the technique with the words and get more inspiration by understanding this is what Buddha wanted us to do. So we move further with the sutta, the discourse. Once again, to understand it more clearly, when he says four types of satipatthana, he says katame chattaro. What are these four types? And he says ida bhikkhave bhikkhu kaye kaya anupassi viharati. Now there are four satipatthana. Actually, the purpose of satipatthana is to explore the field, the entire field, which one keeps on saying, I, mine, mine. One keeps on identifying oneself with it. one keeps on developing attachment towards it. What is this I? To explore that field, there are two distinct areas. One is kaya, the body, the material body. The other is chitta, the mind. These are the two fields which one has to explore. But the exploration should not be merely at the intellectual level. It is not an intellectual game. The exploration must be at the actual level, that means the experiential level. When you sit down and try to understand what is this body, you take your attention, say, to the scalp area, the head area, and you say, this is my head. It is true, this is my head. But this is what your sanya says so, your intellect says so. You have not experienced that this is your head. To experience the reality of the head, something must arise in the head. A feeling, a sensation should be there, and you feel it. Then you are experiencing it. When there is a sensation, you are experiencing, look, this is the head, and I am feeling my head. This is the face, I am feeling my face. Like this, every part of the body, you explore this entire body, every part of the body, only when you feel something on it. Therefore, the kaya, the body, the exploration of body must have vedana, sensation of the body. These two go together, kaya and vedana. Now chitta, the mind. If you just sit down and say, this is my mind, you're not experiencing it. How will you experience? You may just imagine. You may just try to understand at the intellectual level. But when something happens in the mind, say a craving is a reason, then you know, look, something is happening in the mind. Aversion is a reason. Something is happening in the mind. It is a reason. Now it has gone away. Look, again it is a reason. Some movement is going on. Something is happening in the mind. A thought is a reason. Thought has gone away. Something must happen there. And something that happens in the mind was called dhamma. The literal meaning of the word dhamma is dhareteti dhamma. Contains. What is contained, what chitta contains, is dhamma. So exploration of chitta goes with dhamma. Chitta and dhamma go together. Kaya and vedana go together. And then another wonderful reality that was realized by Buddha, and which is the reality of the nature, by his experience, when he announced, Vedana Samosarana Sabbe Dhamma. That was a very important statement of Buddha. Vedana Samosarana Sabbe Dhamma. Sabbe Dhamma. All the Dhammas. That means everything that arises in the mind. Vedana Samosarana. It culminates in Vedana. A sensation on the body. It starts flowing. The word samosarana means gets collected together and flows. Samosarana. Everything that arises in the mind gets connected with the sensation on the body and starts flowing with the sensation on the body. Therefore, vedana becomes so important. The sensation of the body becomes so important. Even while you are exploring the field of kaya, this material structure, you have to feel sensations, then only you have done the real exploration at the experiential level. Similarly, when you are exploring the field of mind and the mental contents, the Dhamma, then also Vedana plays a very important role, because everything that arises in the mind manifests itself as a sensation on the body. So these four fields, kaya, kaya anupassi viharati. Viharati means lives. Lives in a proper way. Kaya, kaya anupassi. And later on you find vedanasu vedananupassi. And then you find chitte chittanupassi. And then you find dhamme dhammanupassi. Kaya, kaya anupassi. Now, anupassi. In Pali language, the word passana or dasana is to see, is to look. You directly see things yourself. It is not something that you heard. This is passana, dasana. Vipassana, viseshena, in a special way. That means the right way, the correct way. Vividhena, in different ways, from different angles. Vichayena, by dividing, dissecting, disintegrating. But the main thing is passana. You have to observe in a proper way. Anupassana, kaya, kaya anupassati. Anupassana. Anupassana means continuously. One after the other, one after the other, from moment to moment, from moment to moment. You are observing the reality of this moment. Next moment, whatever reality is there, you again continue to observe it. And you observe, you observe, you observe. Kaya, kaya anupassi. Observing the reality of this material structure within this material structure. Kaya, in the kaya, in the body. You observe the kaya from moment to moment, from moment to moment. This is kaya, kaya anupassi. Similarly, vedanasu, vedana anupassi. In vedana, in the sensations, you observe the sensations in the sensations. Chitte, chittanupassi. In the mind, you observe the reality of the mind in the mind. Dhamme dhammanupassi, the mental contents. You observe the reality of the mental contents in the mental contents. Understand the meaning behind this. That means no imagination is involved. If you just close your eyes and you start imagining that this is my body and this is something happening in my body, then it is not in the body. You are not experiencing it. You are not experiencing a Vedana and you say there is Vedana, Vedana is of this type, Vedana is anicca, they arise, they pass away. You are just intellectualizing it. You are just imagining it. Or you say, oh, this is chitta, this is mind, or you say this is dhamma. Without experiencing, if you practice vipassana, then it is not vipassana. It must be the reality as it is and where it is. When you are observing kaya, the body, then your experience of kaya must be in your own kaya, in your own body. Your experience of vedana must be in your own vedana, on your own body. Your experience of chitta, the mind, must be in your own mind. And whatever arises in the mind, your experience of that arising on the mind must be within your mind, within whatever has arisen in the mind. That is why these four words in this way they are explained. Kaya, kaya anupassi viharati. He dwells, observing the kaya, the body, in the body. Vedanasu, vedana anupassi viharati. He dwells, he lives, by observing vedana in vedana. Chitte, chitta anupassi viharati. He lives, observing the mind in the mind. Dhamme su dhamma anupassi viharati. He dwells observing dhamma in dhamma. Now, the same words are repeated. Understand them. Atapi
sampajano satima. Kaye kayanupassi viharati atapi sampajano satima. Atapi, the literal meaning, tap is burning. Atapi, one who is burning. Burning what? Burning the impurities of the mind. Is a atapi. That means a meditator who is working very ardently, very diligently, then only he will burn out the impurities, accumulated impurities. That is why such a meditator is called atapi, because one works very diligently, very ardently. Sampajano satima. Satima is one who is aware. But mere awareness does not help us. Along with the awareness, there must be sampajanyam. That means the panya, the proper panya, the proper wisdom, where one feels the arising and passing away, arising and passing away of Vedana. Because one has to experience it. The Vedana arises, the Vedana passes away. This impermanent nature is experienced at the level of Vedana, and that is the panya and proper panya. That is why sampajanyam. And one who is practicing this proper panya is sampajano. One who is practicing sati is satima. One who is practicing sampajanyam is sampajano. So when one is observing the body, or when one is observing the feeling, the Vedana, whether one is observing the chitta, the mind, or whether one is observing the dhamma, the contents of the mind, all these three, they are there. Atapi sampajano satima. Atapi sampajano satima. And then, vineya loke abhijja do manasam. Vineya loke. Vineya means to keep oneself away, to abstain from. Vineya loke abhijja. Abhijja is craving. Do manas is agitation of the mind by aversion. So craving and aversion, one keeps oneself away from craving and aversion. Loke. Now this word has one meaning of the universe, the different planets of the universe, the different lokas. But here what is meant is the five aggregates to which one calls I. The five aggregates, the material aggregate, and the four aggregate of the mind, the vijnana, the sanya, the vedana, the sankhara, the cognizing part of the mind, the recognizing part of the mind, the feeling part of the mind, the reacting part of the mind, these four plus matter, these five. That means the entire field of mind and matter is loke. One has to explore this entire field with keeping oneself away from craving and aversion. While exploring this field, if you have craving towards this field, then you are not observing it as it is. Then the craving comes in between. When you have aversion towards it, that aversion comes in between. No craving, no aversion. You are just observing the reality as it is. So that is why these words are repeated every time. Kaye kayanupassi viharati atapi sampajano satima vineya loke abhijja do manasan. And then when it comes to Vedana, then also the same words. Vedanasu vedananupassi viharati atapi sampajano satima vineya loke abhijja do manasan. Chitte chittanupassi viharati atapi sampajano satima vineya loke abhijja do manasan. Dhammesu dhammanupassi viharati atapi sampajano satima vineya loke abhijja do manasan. These four sectors, four satipatthana, in all the four, we give so much importance to Vedana. The Vedana on the body, the sensations on the body. Why? Understand? Because when you say Vinaya loke abhijja do manassam. You have to keep yourself away from craving and aversion. Now, craving and aversion does not arise unless one feels sensation. If the sensation is pleasant, then only the craving arises. If the sensation is unpleasant, then only aversion arises. If you don't know, if you don't experience the sensations, you won't even know that there is a craving that is a reason, there is a aversion that is a reason. You can't come out of it. Therefore, the base of craving should always be kept in mind, and then only you practice all these four. You move further. Anapana pabbam, now exploring the field of this matter, the body. The first paragraph is anapana pabbam. About anapana, your respiration coming and going. And he says, kathanchapana bhikkhave bhikkhu kaye kayanupassi viharati. Kathancha. How? How does one meditator practice kaye kayanupassi viharati? How he remains observing kaya in the kaya, the body in the body. Ida bhikkhave bhikkhu. What he does? Aranyagatova, rukhamulagatova, sunyagaragatova. These three words, how he practices. To practice, he requires a place of solitude, solitary place, where there is no disturbance. He must meditate alone. So, aranyagatova, he goes in a forest where there is no crowd, no people. Aranyagatova, or under a tree. Rukhamulagatova, or a place where nobody lives, which is called sunyagara, like the cells where you meditate. Each individual is sitting there, nobody else is there. So any of these three, which means you have to go to a place which is secluded, and there is no disturbance of other people there. And going to such a place, what one does? Nisidati. One sits down. To practice, one has to sit down. And how he sits down? Pallankam abhujitva. With crossed leg. Now, crossed leg does not mean that necessarily that you must sit in a lotus position or half lotus position. If someone can sit, all right, because that makes one more alert. But otherwise, any posture, any cross leg posture which keeps you comfortable for longer period at a stretch is good enough. Pallakam abhujitva. And then he says, ujunkayam panidhaya. Your back should be straight. Upper portion of your body must be straight. Parimukham sating upatthapetva. Upatthapetva. You have to establish near. Near where? Parimukham, around the mouth. Near this area, you have to establish your awareness. Sati parimukham. You have to observe respiration. So this is the proper place to observe respiration, at the entrance of the nostrils, the area around the mouth above. And then you start working. So satove asasati, satove passasati. Remaining mindful, remaining aware, he breathes in. Remaining aware, he breathes out. Satova asasati, satova passasati. And then, digangva asasanto, digang asasami tipajanati. When he is breathing in, with a long breath, he knows this is the long breath. He feels the long breath. He understands this is long breath. At the experiential level, I am breathing a long breath. Dighangva asasanto dighang asasami iti pajanati. Similarly, dighangva pasasanto dighang pasasami iti pajanati. The long breath coming out, the long breath coming in, he knows about it. The long breath coming out, he knows about it. And then rasang va assa santo rasang assa sami iti pajanati.
The shallow breath, the short breath.
When he breathes in the short breath, he is aware. This is the short breath. Rasang va passa santo rasang passa sami iti pajanati. Digang means long, rasang means short. The short breath breathing in, he knows this is short breath, I'm breathing in. And the short breath that he breathes out, he knows this is the short breath I am breathing out. So whether the breath is short or long, his job is just to observe, just to be aware. Not to play a game of breathing exercise, not to try to control the breath. Naturally, initially when somebody starts working, the breath is long. But as you keep on working on it, the mind gets calmed down. The agitation of the mind becomes less. Then naturally the breath becomes shorter and shorter. Every sentence that you will find in the whole paragraph of the technique, every sentence is like a small station or a big station. You reach a certain stage and then you experience something like this, and then you reach a certain stage, you experience something more. So you start with dighang. Big breaths, deep breaths, and then you come to shallow breath. But whether it is shallow or it is big, you just observe it. And then what happens? As one proceeds further, sabbakaya patisambedi asasya samiti sikkhati sabbakaya patisambedi pasasya samiti sikkhati. Now, the previous sentences had the words pajanati. Pajanati, he understands properly. Breathing in or breathing out, he understands properly. And now instead of this pajanati, the word is used sikkhati. That means he learns. What he learns now? With your own experience, you have found that working with the respiration for 1 day or 2 days, you start getting some sensation around this area. And observing this sensation and the breath, you reach a stage where you start feeling sensation throughout the body, sabbakaya, the whole body. You feel sensations everywhere. Initially, the sensation that you feel, most of the time, for most of the students, it is very gross, it is very solidified, it is very intensified. But as you keep on working very patiently, persistently, this solidity starts getting dissolved. And as the solidity gets dissolved, there is nothing but very subtle vibrations throughout the body. There is a very free flow of very subtle vibrations throughout the body. And that stage, which we call bhanga stage, dissolution, all the solidity got dissolved. When everything got dissolved, then one has to learn that. One has to keep on practicing and reach that stage. You start with the natural breath as it comes, as it goes. And later on you are working now and to reach that stage where everything gets dissolved. And this practice is how to remain equanimous with everything that you experience. How to remain equanimous with everything. You are aware and yet you are equanimous. And this helps to dissolve. And things get dissolved, and you reach the stage sabbakaya patisambedi. Sambedi, the vedana, the sensations, patisambedi, that you come directly in contact of these sensations with the help of your breath. As you breathe in, you feel the sensations on the whole body, from top to bottom, bottom to top. As you breathe out, you feel the sensation throughout the body, from top to bottom, from bottom to top. Sabbakaya. In one breath, you feel the entire body. From top to bottom, bottom to top, one breath coming in, similarly one breath going out, you feel the whole body. And this is an important station. Sabbakaya patisambedi. Now the words of Buddha are properly understood only by such people who practice as he wanted us to practice. Then only you can feel the whole body. Otherwise there is confusion. We find that there is some confusion. There are some other traditions where they talk of sabbakaya, and they say sabbakaya means the body of the breath. You feel the body of the breath, the beginning of the breath, the middle of the breath, the end of the breath, you feel the whole breath. No, it should be the whole, because it is kaya nupashyana, the whole body. And when you are breathing, you feel the whole body. And when you say the breath, then also, it must be clear that as you breathe in, the oxygen goes inside, and from the lungs, it enters the heart, and then with the heart, the oxygen moves with the blood, down up to the tips of the toes. The oxygen goes up the top of the head, and as the oxygen moves with the blood, there is a sensation with the flow of the blood. And this is what, even if you say it is the body of the breath, all right, body of the breath, but one has to feel it on the entire body, this material body, from head, top of the head to the tips of the toes. A good meditator who works as Buddha wants him to work will start feeling this by one's own experience. And then next, pasambhayam kaya sankharam asasya samiti sikkhati, pasambhayam kaya sankharam asasya samiti sikkhati. Pasambhayam, tranquility. See, these are stations. You reach bhanga stage. And when you reach bhanga stage, at this bhanga stage, there is a flow. The flow of vibration is very pleasant. And when this flow is very pleasant, one starts craving, one starts clinging to it. And that is why, when things are given in detail, explained in detail, he says, whenever you start experiencing a very pleasant sensation in the body, this is a very dangerous situation for you. In Pali, it is said, adi nava, very dangerous. Because it may be easy for you to come out of aversion towards the unpleasant sensations, very difficult to come out of the craving and clinging towards the pleasant ones. When you get a free flow of vibration at the bhanga stage, there is a tendency of the mind, because it likes that. It had been working with very unpleasant sensation, and suddenly there is a flow of very subtle vibrations, very pleasant. One starts developing craving for it, and there the danger starts. Because the craving is the mother of aversion. The more you crave for pleasant, the more you are bound to aversion towards the unpleasant, and you are not practicing vipassana. Vipassana wants you to work with vinaya loke abhijja do manasang, keeping yourself away from craving and aversion. So it's a big danger. It's a very fearful situation. And that is why a student has to be very careful. When there is a pleasant sensation, one keeps on understanding, this is also anicca. Look, arising, passing, nothing but wavelet, tiny little wavelets arising, passing, tiny little bubbles arising, passing, with great rapidity. This is what one keeps on observing in a proper way, with panya. And the impurities get eradicated. One reaches a stage when there is so much of calm inside. There is so much of tranquility inside. Now, again, he uses the word sikkhati. One learns, one practices to reach that stage where there is calm. Sabbakaya pasambhayam kaya sankharam. The activity of the body, kaya sankharam. Initially, when you sit, you've got so movement of the body. Then you learn how not to move your body. You sit in adhittan for 1 hour. And then this adhittan, which you perform so forcefully, later on, it becomes so natural. You sit without any movement of the body. There is no movement of the body. There is no movement of the body because there is no unpleasant sensation anywhere. And then, when there is no movement of the body, you find the breath is the only movement of the body. And this is also kaya sankhara, a movement, activity of the body. And this also becomes shorter. As the mind becomes more and more calm, more and more tranquil, you train the mind to become calm, tranquil. The body becomes very calm, tranquil. The breath becomes very calm, tranquil. It makes a U-turn. As it comes out, so it enters. So as it comes out, so it enters. At times one feels as if it is stopped.
There is no more breath. It has become so subtle, so short, so fine. This is called kaya sankhara. Pasambhayam kaya sankharam. So much tranquility in the body. This tranquility in the body manifests itself as tranquility in the mind. Again, there is a danger of attachment when we attach to it. Oh, now I have reached the final stage. Look, so much of peace, so much of calm, so much of tranquility. But this is only a station. Still more one has to go further. And then what further? Moving further, again practicing properly, properly, he gives the example. How you work, he gives the example. Seyathapi bhikkhave dakkho bhamakarova bhamakarante antevasiva bhamakara. Back in India, there are 25 centuries back also, and now also, there are carpenters who work on the wood, and they have a lathe by which they cut the wood around, like they make the leg of the cot, they cut it round, and it is designed in such a way, somewhere the round is bigger and somewhere it is smaller. So the lathe is used very properly. If the round has to be bigger, then the lathe is turned for long time. If the round is smaller, then short time. So one who is using this lathe, a carpenter who is using this lathe, in the language of those days was called Bhammakara, one who is using the lathe, who is turning the lathe, a turner of the lathe. A Bhammakara Antevasi, or his disciple, a good disciple of a carpenter who is using this, turning this lathe. The Bhammakara and Bhammakara Antevasi, they know very well, Digangva Anchanto, Digang Anchanta Anchami Tipajanati. When he's turning the lathe and cutting that wood in a big way, then it's a long turn, big turn, he knows it's a big turn. And when he's turning short turn, he knows it's a short turn. So this is example being given. Digang va anchanto digang anchami tipajanati, rasang va anchanto rasang anchami tipajanati. Like the turner. He turns long or he turns short and he knows it. Evameva kho, similarly, evameva kho bhikkhave bhikkhu digang va assassanto digang assassami tipajanati, digang va passassanto digang passassami tipajanati. If it is long, in breath or out breath, he knows very well. Or rasang va assassanto rasang assassami tipajanati, rasang va passassanto rasang passassami tipajanati. He knows very well. If it is short, he knows very well short. If it is long, he knows very well long, incoming as well as outgoing. Now that example of that carpenter who is turning and cutting the wood is a very good example to understand that where the lathe is touching that wood, it cuts where it is touching. Where the breath is touching, you are not supposed to go with the breath deep inside up to the lungs. You are not supposed to go with the breath outside in the atmosphere. Just on this area, where it enters in and it comes out. So it is here that you feel the whole breath coming in, going out. This is the beginning to start with. You have to keep your attention here, coming in, going out, long or short, coming in, going out, and you are aware of this area. And as you keep on practicing, then the same path is there. Sabbakaya patisambedi asasisamiti sekhati. From this area goes to the whole body, breathing in. Sabbakaya patisambedi pasasisamiti sekhati. The whole body while breathing out. And then pasambhayankaya sankharang asasisamiti sekhati. Pasambhayankaya sankharang pasasisamiti sekhati. It repeats the same thing. You pass through these stages. Where mind becomes very calm, the body becomes very calm, very quiet, very tranquil, and you are still breathing and you are aware of it. And then, iti ajjhattang va kaye kayanupassi biharati, bahiddha va kaye kayanupassi biharati, ajjhatta bahiddha va kaye kayanupassi biharati.
Now, another important station. Iti ajjattang. The word ajjattang means within oneself. Ajjattang, inside. Ajjattang. Ajjattang va kaye kaya nupasse biharati. The help was the help of breath. And now you come to the body, the whole body. And you feel the whole body inside. Kaye kaya nupasse biharati. Inside. Vahiddha va kaye kaya nupasse biharati. Vahiddha means outside. Outside on the surface you feel the whole body. Inside you feel the whole body. You started with anapana. And now you have come to the stage where you feel the whole body inside as well as outside. At times inside, at times outside. Practicing, practicing. You reach the stage where you feel the whole body outside, inside simultaneously. And therefore the third sentence is ajjata bahiddha. Ajjata bahiddha va kaye kaya nupassi. The first is ajjattang vakai. The second is bahiddha vakai. And the third is ajjatta bahiddha, both outside and inside. Now again, interpretations. We go with the words of Buddha, direct words of Buddha. Some commentaries were written from 1000 to 1500 years after Buddha. Commentaries, sub-commentaries, even recently. And because of that, some interpretation which our tradition do not accept. There are many things in this commentaries which are so wonderful. They are so inspiring. They explain things so well. They give the picture of the whole society of those days. The political situation, the social situation, the educational situation, the business situation. And so many things come out. A big spectrum of the situation of those days are given in these attakathas, in these commentaries. And the words of Buddha, they are explained wherever they are not clear. They explain it in a very wonderful way. But certain places, a meditator does not agree. Now here, this ajjata anbahiddha, the tradition agrees to that commentary where they say, ajjata means you observe the body, your own body. Bahiddha means you observe the body of somebody else. Well, this doesn't suit so far as this technique or this tradition is concerned. You are sitting alone. Aranyagateva, rukhamulagatova, shunyagaragatova, where you are alone. How can you observe the breath of somebody else? There is no somebody else there. How can you observe the body of somebody else? There is no somebody else here. You are alone. And you are supposed to explore the truth within the framework of your own body. Then an explanation is given that, of course, there is nobody there, but you can think of somebody. That all other beings are also breathing in like this and breathing out like this, and all other experiences that will come later on. These words will be repeated again and again. And they say, but then again, if you think like this, thinking, imagining, does not go with vipassana. Anupassana means you have to observe. And observe within your own body. Loke, within your own body. Kaye, within your own kaya. So, we don't agree there. This tradition says, ajjata is inside the body. Bahiddha is outside the body, but within the framework of the body. This is another way of understanding this ajjata and bahiddha. These five sense doors, eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and the body, the skin, they are on the surface of the body. And their respective objects are outside. So those objects outside, when they come in contact with the eyes or ear or nose or tongue or body, then you feel that. But you are feeling your body. The objects are from outside, but your attention is within the framework of the body or your mind, the sixth sense door. Starts thinking of something. They're thinking of some object outside, but it comes in contact with the mind. The mind is within the framework of the body. So in this way, ajjata and bahiddha can also be taken, but not that a vipassana meditator will start thinking of somebody else or start seeing somebody else. That will go against the wording of Buddha himself. And then, samudai dhammanupassiva kayasming viharati. Now, these are the words which keep on coming in every paragraph. So they are very important words, very important sentences. They are the real practice of Vipassana. One should be very careful to understand them. Samudai dhammanupassiva kayasming viharati. Kayasming, in the body. Samudai dhamma, the reality, the truth of arising. One observes the truth of arising within the body, kayasming, and lives that life where he is observing the truth of arising. And then he also lives the life where he observes the vai dhammanupassi, passing away, arising and passing away, arising and passing away. One keeps on observing within the framework of the body. Samudaya vai dhammanupassi va kayasming viharati. And the third sentence is samudaya vai, together, as the samudaya is, as the arising is, so the passing away. There is no gap between the two. A Vipassana meditator understands it very well. When there is a solidified, intensified, gross sensation, then you feel the sensation, you feel the body. Because of this sensation, you feel the body. A gross sensation has arisen. It seems to stay for some time. And then sooner or later, it passes away. So arising is separate, passing away is separate, and there is a gap between. So the meditator sees the arising separately and passing away separately. But when one reaches the stage of bhanga, total dissolution, then very subtle vibrations arise and pass with great rapidity. Then samudaya vai, simultaneously samudaya vai, dhammanupassi viharati. The first important station is, according to the path of purification, first important station is udaya vai. We are arising is separate, passing is separate, but one starts understanding the anicca characteristic of the material structure, arising, passing, and then one reaches the stage where bhanga, everything is dissolved, bhanga. So there arising, passing with great rapidity. Arising, passing with great rapidity, and as one proceeds further with that, impurities keep on getting eradicated because one is observing them without craving, without aversion, and this is how impurities come on the surface, they pass away, they come on the surface, they pass away. And then one reaches the stage, athikayoti, this is body. Initially, one doesn't understand properly what body is. Although at the intellectual level one keeps on saying this body is not I, the body is not mine, the body is not myself, or out of devotion one keeps on saying this because one has got great confidence in the words of Buddha, and Buddha has said the body is not I, body is not mine, body is not myself. Now by experience one understands this is nothing but a mass of bubbles. Arising, passing, mass of wavelets, arising. Oh, this is body, not my body, or not body of a man or a woman or this or that, body, just a collection of subatomic particles, the material particles, the kalapas, arising, passing. Then I, mine towards it, automatically goes away. This is just body as body, atthikayo, only body, atthikayo. His sati, his awareness, pachupatthita hoti, gets established in the reality of this moment. That means from moment to moment one is aware that this is nothing but body. This is that mass of kalapas, neither good nor bad, nor beautiful nor ugly, nor white nor brown. This is just mass of kalapas, arising, passing. What aversion towards it, what craving towards it. This is the nature, this is the truth. One gets established in the awareness of this truth from moment to moment. It's a very high stage where one comes out of this I, mine. You start with anicca, arising, passing. And you understand that even this arising, passing, when it is very pleasant, there is a danger of your developing attachment to it. Because every pleasant experience that you have changes into unpleasant. It is not permanent. Every pleasant sensation that you have will change into unpleasant sensation, therefore there is dukkha. By experience you know that. And then the last stage where you reach is anatta, no I, no my. This is mere body, mass of kalapas arising, passing. Nothing which I can say myself. What is there to say myself? It is mere arising, passing, mass of kalapas. And when one reaches that very high stage, then what happens? One keeps on proceeding, yav deva jnana mattaya patissati mattaya jnana mattaya. The word matta, matta means mere. Jnana matta, there is mere wisdom, nothing else. There is no wise person who is having this wisdom. There is mere wisdom, mere knowledge, jnana mattaya. There is no jnani, there is no wise person who is, there is no person who is experiencing it. There is mere jnana and mere patisambedi, the sati, the observation of the sensations on the body, mere observation. Yavadeva jnana mattaya patisati mattaya. Mere observation. In some tradition of India, it is called keval jnana, keval dasana. You just mere observation and mere understanding. Mere observation, mere understanding, nothing else. There was an incident at the time of Buddha. A very old hermit was living near Bombay, a place called Nalla Supara. Today it is called Nalla Supara. In those days it was called Supparak Pattan. Very elderly person. He had practiced the eight jhanas. Eight jhanas are very deep jhanas, absorption samadhis. And he was under the impression that I have become a fully enlightened person. I am an arhant now. But people told him, somebody told him, his well-wisher, that you are not an arhant. Just reaching the stage of eight jhanas does not make you an arhant. There is some other practice for that. Then how can I learn this practice? Who teaches it? And he was informed that there is Buddha now, who has become Buddha by that practice, and he is living in Savatthi. And if you go to him, you will learn this technique. He was so excited. He went all the way from there to Savatthi, which is in northern India, from Bombay to northern India, and reached the center where Buddha was living in his vihara, in his monastery, and found that Buddha is not there. He has gone out for begging his food. He couldn't wait. He went to the city in search of him. And there he found Buddha walking on a street. He understood this must be the person, and he asked others, is he Buddha? Yes, he is Buddha. And he sat down and he said, please teach me the technique how to become an arhant. Buddha said, this is not the time, this is not the proper place. You come to my center after an hour when I am there, and I will teach you certainly. I am teaching to everybody, I will teach you. He says, no, please teach me now. Oh no, you wait for one. How can I wait for 1 hour? Who knows, in this 1 hour, I may die. In this 1 hour, you may die. In this 1 hour, the great confidence that I have in you, that may die. Now all three are there. Please teach me now. And Buddha looked at him, yes, this person is going to die soon. He must be given Dhamma now, otherwise he will miss it. So there, near the side of the road, he takes him and teaches. He was a very developed person. Slight teaching worked for him. And he said, what he said? Ditthe ditthamattang bhavishyate. You reach that stage, and now after that, ditthe ditthamattang. In seeing, there is mere seeing. In listening, there is mere listening. In smelling, there is mere smelling. In tasting, mere tasting. In touching, mere touching. And similarly, vinyane vinyanamattam. In knowing, there is only knowing. That's all. And this is mattam. Vinyane vinyanamattam. Nyayamattasya jnanamatte. He reaches the stage where it is only knowing. Knowing what has got no importance. Who knows has got no importance. Mere knowing, this moment, mere knowing, mere understanding, that's all. And when he reaches up to that stage, when he reaches, then only the time comes one makes a dip and transcends the stage of the entire mind and matter field and experiences Nibbana. When in Nibbana, there is nothing to hold. There is nothing, because the entire mind and matter field, there is some object or the other. There is this material object, there is this mental object. So many things are there. But you transcend all that and you are in Niralamba. There is nothing which you can make a base and stand there. And this is what is called Anishito Chabiharati. There is nothing to hold now. Nache kinchiloke upadiyati. There is no world now. There is no universe now. There is no mind and matter field now. You are beyond that mind and matter field. So there is nothing to grasp now. Beyond all grasping, this kind of situation comes for a few moments, may come for a few seconds, may come for a few minutes, may come for a few hours. It depends on the capacity of the person and the work that one has done. And after that, one comes back again in the sensual world. Sometimes a question arises, if one is experienced Nibbana, then the sense doors do not work, then how this person lives? How Buddha lives, because he has experienced Nibbana. When he is in that Nibbanic stage, not only Buddha, anyone, all meditator, any meditator, when one is in Nibbanic stage, certainly, for all practical purposes, this person is a dead person. But very alert, very aware, very awakened inside, fully awakened, but nothing works. The eyes, ears, nose, nothing works. When one comes out of it, one has to live in this world, again in the sensual world. Again, the eyes, nose, ears, everything starts working. But when one comes out, reaching that highest stage of arhanthood, Nibbana of arhanthood, and comes back, then again there is nothing to grasp. There is nothing to hold on. This person is fully liberated. There is no attachment. There is no clinging. The clinging is only where there is craving. And there is no more craving now. All craving has passed away. And this is the stage which is explained here. Patisatyamattaya anissito cha viharati nache kinchi loke upadiyati. In this entire universe there is nothing which one will cling to. Nothing to cling. And nothing can cling to him. He cannot cling to anything. Nache kinchi loke upadiyati evam pikho bhikkhave bhikkhu kaye kayanupassi viharati. This is how a good meditator practices kaya within the kaya. Observation of kaya within the kaya, the body within the body. In short, the whole path is given. Those who practice, they will understand the meaning of every word. Those who don't practice, will just try to intellectualize it, and it won't help. Mere intellectualization doesn't help. Of course, you have to use your intellect to understand something, but the real understanding will come only by experience, not without that. Then we go further. Iriyapath pabbang. Iriyapath is movement of the body, postures of the body. Punachaparang bhikkhave bhikkhu, then a meditator. Gacchanto va gacchami tipajanati. Gacchanto, when one walks, pajanati, one knows very well, one understands very well, I am walking. When one walks, one knows very well, I am walking. Gacchanto va gacchami iti pajanati. Thito va thito mihiti pajanati. One is standing. Thito, and knows that I am standing. Thito va thito mihiti pajanati. Nisinno va nisinno mihiti pajanati. One is sitting, and knows that I am sitting. Sayano va sayano mi tipajanati. One is lying down and knows very well, I am lying down. Now these are the four postures of the body. Either you sit or you stand or you lie down or you walk. Whichever posture, one knows very well, now if I am sitting, I am sitting. If I am standing, I am standing. If I am walking, I am walking. If I am lying down, I am lying down. This is the beginning. And then you proceed further. Yatha yatha va panas kayo panihito hoti తథా తథానం పజానాతి. ప్రీవియస్లీ పజానామి, ఐ నో, ఐ యామ్ వాకింగ్, ఐ యామ్ సిటింగ్. అండ్ దెన్ ది కాయా, ద బాడీ ఈజ్ సిటింగ్, ద బాడీ ఈజ్ స్టాండింగ్, ద బాడీ ఈజ్ వాకింగ్, ద బాడీ ఈజ్ లయింగ్ డౌన్. వన్ అండర్స్టాండ్స్ ది బాడీ ఇన్ విచ్ అవర్ పోస్చర్ ఇట్ ఈస్. అండ్ దెన్ ద సేమ్ ఆఫ్టర్ దాట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ద సేమ్ పారాగ్రాఫ్స్, ద సేమ్ సెంటెన్సెస్. ఇతి అజ్జత్తంగ వా కాయే కాయానుపస్సి విహరతి. అండ్ దెన్ స్టార్ట్స్ అబ్జర్వింగ్ ద బాడీ ఇన్సైడ్, ద ట్రూత్ ఇన్సైడ్. అజ్జత్తం బహిద్ధా వా కాయే కాయానుపస్సి విహరతి, అవుట్సైడ్ అండ్ అజ్జత్త బహిద్ధా వా, అవుట్సైడ్ అండ్ ఇన్సైడ్ సైమల్టేనియస్లీ. అజ్జత్త బహిద్ధా వా కాయే కాయానుపస్సి విహరతి. అండ్ దెన్ అగైన్ ద సేమ్ సెంటెన్సెస్. సముదయ ధమ్మ, సంథింగ్ ఈజ్ అరైజింగ్. సముదయ ధమ్మానుపస్సీవ కాయస్మిన్ విహరతి, అరైజింగ్ ఇన్ ద బాడీ. వై ధమ్మానుపస్సీవ కాయస్మిన్ విహరతి, పాసింగ్ అవే ఇన్ ద బాడీ. అండ్ దెన్ బోత్ సైమల్టేనియస్లీ, సముదయ వై ధమ్మానుపస్సీవ కాయస్మిన్ విహరతి. సంథింగ్ ఇస్ అరైజింగ్, సంథింగ్ పాసింగ్ అవే. వాట్ అరైజింగ్, వాట్ పాసింగ్ అవే? ఇట్ ఈస్ ద సెన్సేషన్. By sensation you feel that things are arising, things are passing away, things are arising, things are passing away. The sensation is very important, because everywhere that atapi sampajano satima is there. So sampajano is observing the arising and passing away of the sensation, understanding its characteristic of anicca. That is sampajano. That must be there everywhere, in every paragraph, with every vipassana, every chapter. So the arising and passing inside and outside, and both inside and outside, is the feeling of sensations on the body, arising, passing, arising, passing. And then the same stations, atthi kayoti, this is just a kaya, a body. Atthi kayoti va panassa sati pachu patthita hoti, his awareness gets established with wisdom that this is kaya, nothing but kaya, not I, not mine. Yavadev, and he continues till he reaches the stage where jnanamattaya, mere understanding, patisatimattaya, mere awareness, and anissito cha viharati, without any base to hold, nache kinchi loke upadiyati, and there is nothing which one can grasp. Evam bhikkhu bhikkhave bhikkhu kaye kayanupassi viharati. This is how one practices kaya in the kaya. And the next, sampajana pabbam punachaparam bhikkhave bhikkhu abhikkante patikkante sampajana kari hoti. Now sampajana, we have seen sampajana will remain throughout, everywhere, every moment one has to be sampajana. And sampajana, Buddha was asked time and again, you keep on saying about ఆతాపి సంభజానో సతీమా, ఆతాపి సంభజానో సతీమా. యు గివ్ సో ఇంపార్టెన్స్ టు సతి, యు గివ్ సో ఇంపార్టెన్స్ టు సంభజన్యం. వాట్ ఈస్ దిస్ సతి? అండ్ వెన్ ఎవర్ దిస్ క్వశ్చన్ వాజ్ రేజ్డ్, అండ్ ఇట్ వాజ్ రేజ్డ్ మెనీ టైమ్స్, అండ్ ఎవ్రీ టైమ్ ఇస్ ఆన్సర్ ఈజ్, వెన్ ఎవర్ పీపుల్ ఆస్క్ హిమ్ వాట్ ఈస్ సతి, అండ్ హీ విల్ సే కాయే కాయానుపస్సి విహరతి ఆతాపి సంభజానో సతీమా. వేదనాసు వేదనానుపస్సి విహరతి ఆతాపి సంపజానో సతీమ. చిత్తే చిత్తానుపస్సి ధమ్మే ధమ్మానుపస్సి విహరతి ఆతాపి సంపజానో సతీమ. పీపుల్ ఆస్క్ హిమ్ అబౌట్ సతి, అండ్ హీ టాక్స్ ద హోల్ థింగ్, హీ రిపీట్స్ సేయింగ్ ఆతాపి సంపజానో సతీమ. దట్ మీన్స్ ద అవేర్నెస్ వేర్ దేర్ ఇస్ నో సంపజానో ఇస్ నో అవేర్నెస్ ఫర్ బుద్ధ. జస్ట్ యాజ్ ఐ సెడ్, ఏ సర్కస్ గర్ల్ వాకింగ్ ఆన్ ద టైట్ రోప్ is very aware of every step, yet there is no sampajano, there is no sampajanyam, there is no panya, there is no feeling arising and passing, arising and passing. This person can never become arhant, can never become sotapanna, will be the same miserable person, although the awareness is there. So whenever awareness was questioned to him, what is sati? Sati is sati only when sampajano is there with it, sampajanya has to be there. And then people asked him, what is sampajanya, sir? Whenever people asked him what sampajanya is, he gave two answers for sampajanya. One explanation was that one with panya, one understands, one observes, one feels the vedana arising, staying and passing away. The sensations arising, staying and passing away. And then the sensual objects, like a sound in the ear or a vision in the eyes, arising, staying and passing away. And the sanya, which gives valuation, arising, staying and passing away. That's all. These three. Now when it comes to sanya, or when it comes to the object, they are called dhamma. They are the contents of the mind. And sabbe dhamma vedana samosarana. Every dhamma, everything that arises in the mind has to flow with sensation, with vedana. So again, vedana becomes so predominant. So when it talks of sampajanya, it must be the observation of the sensation arising and passing. This is one explanation he gives. And again, at times he gives an explanation which is exactly this paragraph. That is, abhikante patikante sampajanakari hoti. While you are walking forward or you are walking backwards, you are with sampajanya. You are one having sampajanya, sampajanakari hoti. Alokite, vilokite, looking straight or sideways, sampajanakari hoti. Samanjite, pasarite, you spread or you collect, sampajanakari hoti. Sanghati pattachivara dharane, you wear your robes or you take your begging bowl, sampajanakari hoti. Asite, pite, khaite, saite, sampajanakari hoti. While you are eating or drinking or chewing, you are aware, you are with sampajan, sampajanakari hoti. Ucchara passava kamme sampajanakari hoti. When you attend to the call of the nature, sampajanakari hoti. Gate, while you are walking. Thite, when you are standing. Nisinne, when you are sitting. Sutte, jagarite. When you are lying down asleep or you are lying down awakened. Bhasite, while you are speaking. Tunni bhave, when you are silent. Sampajanakari hoti. That means whatever you are doing, whatever you are doing at the physical level, the sampajanyam should always be there, should always be there. So another meaning of sampajanya is the continuity of sampajan. One meaning of sampajanya he gives is awareness of the sensation arising, passing. And second is continuation. In one of his other discourses, he says, Yato cha bhikkhu atapi. A bhikkhu who is practicing very diligently, atapi. Yato cha bhikkhu atapi sampajanyang narinchati. Does not miss sampajanyang even for a moment. Sitting, standing, walking, eating, drinking, every position. One is aware of what? Aware of the arising, passing of the sensation. Tattu su vedana sabba parijanati panditu. He becomes such a wise person that he observes the entire field of vedana, from the grossest to the subtlest, the vedana pertaining to the body, to the mind, all the vedanas, all the sensations, all the feelings, the entire field of that. Tatoso vedana sabba parijanati pandito. And such a person, because he has observed the entire field of the vedana, he goes beyond this field and becomes an arhant. Such a person, after death, kayasya bheda, when he dies, when he passes away, he does not come back to this field of arising and passing. So sampajanya is such an important in Buddha's teaching. And if you don't understand what he means by sampajanya, then we are carried away in the wrong way. Like many schools, we are not here to condemn others. We should understand what we are doing. Sometimes translations create big difficulty. Like in some time earlier we came through that word sati parimukhang, the awareness, and they translate is kept in the front. I don't know how this translation came. The awareness is kept in the front. Actually, what it means is parimukhang, round the mouth, because it is here that you feel the breath coming in, going out, in the front. Now, when you say in the front, there are many students who will just imagine, my awareness is here, just in front of me, and I'm here. This duality, and it creates problem. Similarly, this word sampajanya, translation is given in English, clear comprehension. Very confusing translation. Clear comprehension. What clear comprehension? Of what? And then, if one is walking, then clear comprehension of walking. Every detail as to how you are walking. You are lifting your leg, you are moving your leg, you are putting your leg down, another leg lifting. Detail of this walking, detail of the eating, detail of your bathing. That is clear comprehension. It has created such big confusion. What Buddha wants is that whatever you do, sampajanya should be there, and he says so clearly, sampajanya is understanding of vedana, feeling this vedana arising, staying and passing away. Arising, staying and passing away. If we miss that part of Buddha's teaching, then the whole technique gets polluted. So understand sampajanya in every situation, sampajanya, and the continuity of sampajanya, continuity. Another important word to be kept in mind here, while one is lying down and then he uses the word sleeping or awakened. Well, sleeping, how can one feel sensations when sleeping? Students, when they start in the beginning, we say while you are in deep sleep, doesn't matter. The rest of the time, you try to be aware of these sensations arising and passing. But a stage comes in this meditation, at a high stage, there is no sleep at all, what you call sleep. Although one is taking full rest, lying down, for all practical purposes, this person is asleep. But every moment one is aware of the sensation arising, passing, anicca, 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 sampajanya, sampajanya, and gets up as if one has come out of deep sleep, so fresh. So this is a very high stage. People start getting little bit of this. Many students keep come and telling me that whole night I had no sleep, but I feel quite fresh. Or most of the night I had no sleep, I feel quite fresh. This is what he means, that even while sleeping, one is with sampajanya, arising and passing away of the sensations. We stop here and understand there are certain paragraphs, part of the paragraph, certain sentences, you will notice that they keep coming in every paragraph. When he talks of kaya anupashyana, body, and in kaya anupashyana he has got so many sections. But the entire kaya anupashyana, you have got the same words being repeated. Initially, atapi sampajano satima. The same thing when vedana anupashyana. The same thing when chitta anupashyana. The same thing when dhamma anupashyana. Atapi sampajano satima. That means whether you are practicing kaya, you are practicing the observation of vedana, practicing the observation of chitta, mind, or observation of dhamma, you have to have sampajanya. Atapi sampajano satima. And then he keeps on repeating certain things later on. Whatever you do, samudai dhamma anupassi viharati. He observes the arising. Vai dhammanupassi viharati. And then samudaya vai dhammanupassi viharati. Then ajhata, inside, outside, both outside, inside. And then jnanamattai. The same stations as you move. In every paragraph you will find the same, the same, the same, the same. That goes to prove that whether one gives importance to body while practicing vipassana, or gives more importance to sensation, whether gives more importance to chitta, the mind, or gives more importance to the things that arise in the mind, dhamma, one has to feel sensations arising and passing away. This is unavoidable, because sampajanya has to be there, and the same other experiences will be there. An example is given, as if there is a pagoda. Now you are having pagoda being built there. There is a pagoda. Say it is on a plateau. And in Burma you will find many pagodas on the plateau, high plateau. And there are staircases. One staircase from the east, one staircase from the west,
one staircase from the north, one staircase from the south. One can come with a long journey facing this staircase, eastern staircase, you walk up. Somebody comes from the west, reaches the western staircase and walks up, climbs up, or the northern staircase, or the southern staircase, but reaches the same plateau and the same pagoda. Then one starts moving in the gallery of the pagoda. As it is there, you move in the gallery of the pagoda. And then you go to the shrine room of the pagoda inside. While you are coming from all the four directions, the beginning is little different. You start giving more importance to kaya. You start giving more importance to vedana. You start giving more importance to your chitta or your dhamma. But when you come to the pagoda, then all get mixed up together. And when you are in the shrine, the same nibbana. There is no difference. So whether one gives importance to this or that, this tradition gives importance to vedana because vedana has to be there whether you take any path. Therefore, although within the body, but give importance to vedana. With vedana, you can't miss sampajanya. And if you can't miss sampajanya, you are progressing step by step to reach the final goal. Keeping that in mind, now make use of the time. This pariyatti, the reading of the discourse, is to give you proper direction, is to give you inspiration. But the benefit that you are going to get is by patipatti, by your own practice. And pativedan, the piercing panya, which will tear off this curtain of ignorance, and which will divide, dissect, disintegrate and dissolve to give you the ultimate truth pertaining to the matter, the mind, the mental contents, and to help you to reach and experience the nibbanic stage. You have to work, and you have to work. Nobody else can do that for you. Make use of the time. Make best use of the time, the opportunity, whatever facility you have got here, and this wonderful Dhamma for your own good, for your own benefit, to come out of all the miseries of the life, the bondages of the life, and to enjoy real peace of liberation, real harmony of liberation, real happiness of liberation. May all of you enjoy real peace, real harmony, real happiness, real happiness. Mangalam bhavatu sarva mangalam bhavatu. Quite a few questions are coming and we will take them later on after a few days, because many of the questions will get answered by these discourses, and some questions are not related to the technique and we will not be able to take all the questions, but whatever are important, they will be taken up later on. Give more importance to your practice. Sampajanyanga narinchati. Don't miss the sensation on your body, the arising and passing of the sensation on the body. Time is very short, very valuable. You do not know whether you will get such an opportunity in future or not. You have got now. You have this opportunity. Make best use of it. Make best use of it. You can take rest for about 5 minutes. And when I say take rest, give rest to the body. But the mind will be again with this sampajanyang, sampajanyang, sampajanyang. And you come and again sit here and work Sampajanyang, sampajanyang, sampajanyaga narinchati. Don't miss sampajanyang for a moment. Try your best. Try your best. Don't miss sampajanyang. Take rest for a few minutes with sampajanyang. Take rest for a few minutes with sampajanyang.